Listen to it fizz. Alka-Seltzer for headaches.
Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion.
Alka-Seltzer for cold distress.
Alka-Seltzer presents the Quiz Kids.
Attention, Quiz Kids. Listen carefully to your first question. What class of people in the nation's capital still ride in carriages and like it?
Yes, there it is. Today's number one puzzler. And how many of you folks at home can answer it? Well, we'll soon find out what the youngsters here in school have to say, for here they are, the Quiz Kids and the chief quizzer himself, Joel Kelly.
Thank you, Jack Holden, and hello, everyone. We're happy to have you join us here in our Chicago classroom of the air, and we're ready to start right in on another unrehearsed Alka-Seltzer question session. And friends, when I say unrehearsed, I mean that the Quiz Kids do not know what questions are to be asked. They don't even know what subjects are to come up for discussion. But we're all going to find out right now. Here we go with roll call. Patrick?
I am Patrick Owen Conlon. I'm 12 years old and in 7A at Fort Dearborn School in Chicago.
Lonnie?
I'm Lonnie Lundy. I'm 13 years old and in the 8th grade at Lincoln School in Park Ridge, Illinois.
Van?
I am Vance Norm. I am 13 years old in the 8th grade at Bishop Quarter Junior Military Academy in Oak Park.
And representing the fair sex this afternoon, we have Noreen.
I'm Noreen Nilzik. I'm 15 years old, and if my exams turn out all right, I'll be a third-year college student at the University of Chicago next year.
Well, we all hope they do, yes, sir. And little Brenda.
I'm Brenda Lehman. I'm 5 years old and in Chicago, Illinois.
Yes, you betcha. Well, now, I wonder if I can catch you kids on that first question from Elizabeth H. Coran of Covington, Kentucky. What class of people in the nation's capital still ride in carriages and like it? Now, we have two hands up, and Pat's hand was up first.
Well, this would be sort of in a matter of a joke. It might be all the babies of the nation's
the
capital.
The babies, that's it. That's the answer, Pat. I didn't think you kids were going to get that, but you certainly did. Mm-hmm. Now, Marjorie Abrams of Elmhurst, New York, hopes to stump you children with this question because if she does, she will receive one of those magnificent Zenith radio phonograph combinations, the set with two Cobra tone arms, one for regular playing records and one for the new long playing record. So, on your toes, Quiz Kids, here is the question. What European river flows through three European capitals? Well, no hands up. Looks like a stumper. There's one hand. Lonnie?
Could it be the Danube?
The Danube. That's right. Uh-huh. That's absolutely right. Could you give me the capital?
I'm not sure. One of them would be, what is it? The capital of Czechoslovakia, I believe. Prague.
No. No.
Budapest? Pass. Wouldn't one of them be the capital of Austria?
Yes.
Vienna?
Yes. What is it?
Vienna.
Vienna. That's
capital.
Right. All right. Two more now. Lonnie?
Could it be Budapest?
Budapest, Hungary.
Hungary.
And the third one? This is really beside the point, but you gave me the correct answer. Vance?
Would it be Munich, the capital of Bavaria? And
No, it's Yugoslavia. Lonnie?
Belgrade.
That's correct. Uh-huh. Well, Marjorie Abrams does not receive the big Zenith radio phonograph combination for her question because you children answered it correctly, but she does get a radio. It's that fine Zenith portable radio in a handy luggage case. Now, this is always the reward when a question is used on our program. So, friends, send in your questions to Quiz Kids Chicago and see if you can win a Zenith radio. This fanciful question is from R.L. Baker of New Orleans. You kids are to pretend that the men painted in famous works of art could talk. If each were in a complaining mood and you could hear what each grumbled, could you identify the painting? Now, here's the first one. I certainly wish the artist who painted me could have stuck to his job until he got me finished. Every schoolboy and girl has to look at me and know that I'm unfinished. I'm getting sick of it. Lonnie?
That's George Washington, and it was painted by Stuart.
Stuart, that's right, absolutely. All right, see what we can do with this next one. If you think I'm scowling, you're dead right. Who wouldn't scowl, who has been wearing a heavy helmet on his head for over 280 years? As if that weren't enough, they don't give me enough light to read or write. A single spot of light on this helmet and on my face is all I get. Noreen?
Yes, Rembrandt's man with the golden helmet.
That's right. Very, very good. And here's the last one. Oh, dear, it was fun balancing myself on this seashell for the first 15 minutes, but year in and year out, it gets tiresome. I can't even dive off for a swim or take time out to roll my hair up. Noreen?
That's Venus in Botticelli's The Birth of Venus, and it's in the Uffizi Gallery in Italy.
Very, very good. That's right, Noreen. Uh-huh. Now, this next question is from Mrs. L. Jenkins of Chicago, and it's about food that you might serve to distinguished guests. If you were entertaining the following composers and wanted to set before them just the kind of a tasty dish they might have enjoyed in their native country, what would you cook for them? First one is Liszt. Brenda.
He was born in Hungary, so he was serving goulash.
That's right, sir. Hungarian goulash. Yes, sir. And the next one is Tchaikovsky. Brenda again.
He was born in Russia, so he was serving borscht.
Borscht, right, yes, uh-huh. And see if you can get the third one here, Johann Strauss. Brenda.
He was born in Vienna, so he was serving Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel, right. Thank you. And how about Debussy? Brenda.
He was born in France, so he was serving Crepe Suzette.
Crepe
Suzette and champagne.
Yes. Do you know what a crepe Suzette is, Brenda?
Yes, it's a thin pancake with brandy on it.
Oh, I thought it was a pancake with a hot foot. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Well, now we're going to see what we can do with this next question after we hear from Jack Holden.
Thank you, Joe. You know, a lot of our friends are going to spend this holiday weekend away from home, and between now and next Tuesday morning, there's a long drive back. So I'd like to remind you folks that Alka-Seltzer helps relieve that tense, tired feeling brought on by long hours behind the wheel, and for the headache which often accompanies that feeling of fatigue. Alka-Seltzer can be just the thing for really fast, really effective relief. Or, Tuesday morning, if you wake up feeling headachy and upset, wishing you hadn't stopped at that last sandwich spot along the road, just get out the Alka-Seltzer bottle, drop a couple of tablets into a glass of water, listen to it fizz, then drink it down. And notice how soon you begin to feel better. Yes, friends, depend on Alka-Seltzer to help you to fast relief from these common ailments. And whether you're at home or away, check that Alka-Seltzer supply. If those tablets are down to four, remember, it's time to buy some more Alka-Seltzer.
All right, children, here we go with more questions. Mrs. Elsa Dottel of Chicago says that she's been interested in our local quiz kids programs that are carried on in different parts of the United States. Now, if these fictional children took part in a local quiz kid program, from what part of the country would they probably broadcast? Neely, Francie, and Laurie. Noreen?
Yes, those children are from the Tree Girls in Brooklyn.
That's right. So the chances are they would broadcast from Brooklyn, wouldn't they? Uh-huh. And how about Polly, Tom, and Fanny? Noreen?
That's from Alcott's An Old-Fashioned Girl, and I think that's in New England.
In where?
New England.
Well, it is. Could you give the approximate locale, Pat?
Wasn't that Massachusetts?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Boston. Mm-hmm. According to Mary Harker of New York City, articles of magic are not limited to fairy stories. They also crop up in operas. Now, in what opera would you find a magic hat? Brenda?
That's in The Ring of the Nibelung by Richard Wagner. At first was just gold, and underneath of the river where the Rhine names were, there's an ugly dwarf named Ivory. And Ivory stole the and made a ring out of it and made a tang helm. And when you put the tang helm on, you make yourself invisible and change yourself. And the ruler of the god, Vulcan, tricked him into turning himself into a toast. And he stepped on him and he got the tang helm off and he gave it to the two giants to build Valhalla for the god. And Foster killed Fazoi and he had the gold for himself. And he changed himself into a dragon with a tang helm to watch the gulf. And finally, she's killed. But at the end, everybody was killed. First he creeps up the hill by Hagen and Hagen drowned, and then Brunhilde rolled into the fire, and then the house of Valhalla burned down.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ruler of the goddess forgot not to vote him.
Well, I don't think it makes much difference, Brenda. I don't know. That's about the only thing that you forgot, huh? Were you going to say something else?
The name of that was... His name was...
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Well, that's the way those things, they get away from you, see?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, now, in what opera is there a pair of magic glasses? Brenda?
In Hoffman's Tales by Jack Sassenbach, it was made by Spallanzani and Coppelius. They made some magic glasses. They made Olympia, and they gave it to Hoffman. And Hoffman put the glasses on, and I saw Olympia, and he thought... He was a real girl, and he danced so fast that he broke the glasses, and he saw Olympia as a doll.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you. That was a short four-part question, wasn't it? Oh, that's very, very good, honey. Jane Hansen of Los Angeles wants you kids to imagine that you're going to a birthday party, and you can take any present you can find in a song title. Now, just for fun, since I'll be having a birthday in a couple of days, let's pretend that I'm giving the birthday party, and let's see what you can find to bring. Now, just think of any song title that mentions an appropriate gift. Noreen?
I can't give you anything but love.
Oh, that's wonderful, Noreen. That's very, very good. I'll pass.
Well, put them in a box. It'd be nice to carry it in, and rings on her fingers.
Yeah?
Or, pistol pack and mama.
Uh-huh, well.
Bring your pistol.
So far, I'm doing all right here. And Lonnie?
Well, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair.
There's nothing personal behind that, is there?
Well, not exactly.
All right, Brenda?
I was thinking if you could bring... If you would be the maid and you want to help her, you could send potatoes I keep her, tomatoes I keep her, so you could buy some potatoes and tomatoes.
Now, they're cheaper, yes. Uh-huh, that would be all right, yeah. And, Vance?
Well, since summer vacation is coming up, you could row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, so you could... Give him a rowboat.
No, I can do that very nicely.
Or a bicycle built for two. You could give him a tandem bicycle.
Fine. Noreen?
Well, I'd like some candy. Or shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy. And one dozen roses.
Uh-huh. One dozen roses. Lonnie?
I was going to say about what Noreen was. Red roses for a blue lady.
Uh-huh.
Or possibly, maybe some stock or something like Chattanooga Choo Choo. You might... Here's a few shares of stock in a railroad company.
Okay, fine. Brenda?
Well, I was thinking of, and my merry Oldsmobile, you could buy an Oldsmobile.
Well, say, now, how do you like that? Yes, sir, you could give me one of those. Pat?
Well, speaking of flying, you might have, Tom Josephine in my flying machine. You might need an airplane. That is, if you're very rich. Or button up your overcoat.
Yeah.
Or if you like fruit, yes, we have no bananas.
Yes, uh-huh. Well, Noreen.
Well, as long as Lonnie's giving you the Chattanooga the choo-choo, I may as well give you the Brooklyn Bridge.
The Brooklyn Bridge. Well, all right, kids. If I do half as good Tuesday on my birthday, I'll be very happy. This question is from Mrs. Lucy H. Price of Palestine, Texas. If you were thumbing through the ads for special places to spend your vacation, to what state would you go if you decided on this one? Travel and teach your children history the easy way. You'll get a thrill when you observe the 1st, 3rd, 16th, and 26th presidents. Lonnie?
Well, you mean the places where those were born?
Well, now there are tombs here.
Oh, tombs. Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, no. No. Ah. Pat?
Well, that's in Washington. They're tombs? Or they were born in Virginia. They all came from Virginia.
Well, now, wait a minute. I think you kids you've got this
first,
little mixed
third,
up.
Washington came from Virginia and Jefferson.
Well,
the 16th was Lincoln, though.
says you'll get a thrill when you observe the first, third, 16th, and 26th president. Ben?
Well, if you went, you would go to Washington, D.C., where you'd see the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, and the 26th president. I wouldn't know, but you'd go to Washington, D.C.
No, I'm afraid you're off the beam on this, kid. Lonnie?
Was the last number 23rd or 26th?
The what?
Was the last number you gave 23 or 23rd?
No, 26.
The 26th? Well, I could tell you who the president was.
Well, who was it?
It'd be Theodore Roosevelt.
That's right. That's right. So, will you give up on this? Well, perhaps I better tell you. Well, there's Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, in the Black Hills. And where the heads are carved of Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt. Well, you missed the first part, so you can get the second one. To what state would you go if you chose this ad? Are you tired of the hustle and bustle of the city? Would you like to talk to a live Indian? Would you like a worm's eye view of the world? Would you rather see a drip than be one? Then come to the land of enchantment. Pat?
Well, that might be Arizona.
No? No. Mm-hmm. Lonnie?
Could be Carlsbad Caverns, New Mexico.
New Mexico, that's right. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Well, we missed on the first part there, and that means Mrs. Lucy H. Price of Palestine, Texas, will receive one of the big, beautiful Zenith radio phonograph combinations from the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Mr. G. Rule of this city wants to know where you would find an antelope and an octopus playing baseball. Lonnie?
Well, the octopus is Marty Marion of the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right.
And Emil Verbin of the Cubs. Nickname, not recently, I haven't heard him called it, but when he was with the Cardinals back in 44 and 45, he was called the Antelope.
That's right. Uh-huh. Very good. Now, this next question from our Alka-Seltzer question box is from Sylvia Newland of Hutchinson, Kansas. If you were choosing a symphony by its name alone to honor a special guest at a convention, what symphony might you appropriately select if you had the following guests? First, if your guests were the mythological father of the gods. Patrick?
Well, that was Jupiter.
Jupiter,
and,
so?
And I think there's a Jupiter symphony or a Jupiter concerto or sonata.
Well,
named Jupiter.
Let's see. Now, Lonnie has his hand up. How about it, Lonnie?
It's the symphony number 41, C major by Mozart.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Correct. Now, if your guests were the discoverer of our continent. Lonnie?
Well, that would be Columbus. The discoverer of our continent?
Continent, I said.
Oh, that'd be North America.
Pat?
Well, that was Leif Erikson.
Well,
or if you want to go America's Vespucius.
Well, what symphony? That's what we're trying to arrive at. What symphony would you... Lonnie?
Well, this is kind of far-fetched, but maybe Dvorak's From the New World.
That's just the one I wanted. Thank you very, very much. Now, before we tackle this next question, it's your turn, Jack Holden.
All right, Joe. I'd like to talk about that moment when a holiday weekend ceases to be a pleasant experience.
Oh, I know all about that moment, Mr. Holden. Comes along bright and early on the morning after the holiday. You're supposed to be feeling fit as a fiddle, all rested and ready to get back on the job.
But instead...
Well, if you wake up with a headache, you can wish you'd never heard of holiday trips and parties and fishing expeditions.
Well, in that case, the thing to do is...
Reach for that Alka-Seltzer bottle. I've found out from experience that sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer can help you feel like you're supposed to feel after a holiday jaunt.
Well, you mean...
I mean Alka-Seltzer's quick. You fix it, you take it, and almost before you know it, you're wondering what happened to that headache that was making you miserable.
Well, then you agree Alka-Seltzer is
that? I'll say. That pain reliever. What do you call it?
Sodium acetyl salicylate.
Well, that's what I mean. I can't pronounce it, but I can depend on it for fast relief when I have a headache. And I do. I take Alka-Seltzer.
And, friends, you can't go wrong to follow that example. Yes, remember, when headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore.
And now back to questions again. The K.W. Grant of Washington, D.C. has a pretty good hunch that you children, like hundreds of others, are counting the days until school is out. So she would like to ask you just what is the main thing you would like to accomplish this summer, kids? To start off with Noreen.
Well, I'm going to write a book.
You're going to write a book?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Uh-huh. Do you have any idea what you're going to call it?
No, well, I think I'm going to call it... Well, maybe I should keep that a secret. But it's going to be about art. It's going to be for children.
Oh, for children?
Mm-hmm. And it's going to have all wonderful reproductions in it. And if I can, I'm going to draw some of them.
Well, say, well, let us know how you get along with it, Noreen. That sounds very, very good. Then?
Well, this summer I expect to go down the country where I have my aunts and uncles. I like to learn farming, and I think it's useful in everyday life because when I get back home, I can take up gardening, and different soil is good for different things to grow, so I'm going to go take up farming.
Well, that sounds very good, too, Vance. Yes, sirree. There's nothing like, no place like the farm. Lonnie?
Well, this summer, by the end of the summer, I'd like to have my golf score a little lower than it is right now.
Oh? What, do you mind if I ask you what it is now?
Well, it depends.
Well, you don't have to. I don't talk about mine either. Well, is there anything else that you...
Oh, not especially. I haven't thought much about it. I'm still in school.
How about the spending money? Are you making any plans to do any part-time work or anything like that?
I'm not sure of my plans yet. I'll think about that after school's up.
I see. Mm-hmm. Brenda?
Yeah? I plan to go for 2 weeks to Mackinac Island and then go back to the beach.
Oh, fine. Now, have you ever been up there before?
No.
Oh, well, you'll have a...
time.
Oh, well, you'll have a wonderful time. Uh-huh. Can you swim?
No.
Well, you can. Well, you must be very careful. Yeah.
One time I tried to swim at the beach, and I put my head in, and I wouldn't do it anymore. I went right straight out of the beach.
Oh, my goodness sake. Well...
out of the water.
Oh, dear. Out of the water, huh?
Because my eyes full of water.
Oh, you did. Well, what do you know about that? Patrick?
Well, speaking of water, I'd like to learn to swim this summer. And also, I'd like to meet my quota of seeing 10 White Sox games.
Oh, you
are? There's 7 to go now.
Okay. Well, all right, bye. I guess you kids are going to be pretty busy this summer. Now, all you folks listening in may like to try to answer this question right along with the quiz kids. It's from Mrs. Joe Goldsmith of Haven, Kansas. You are to name at least 4 pairs or groups of brothers found in the Bible. Lonnie?
Brothers?
Brothers,
well,
huh?
Cain, Abel, and Seth.
Mm-hmm.
Ham, Shem, and Japheth. Well, of course, those are pairs of 3. That's a...
well, that's all right.
Is that okay? Well, Absalom and Solomon.
Yeah?
Are brothers.
And, Pat?
Well, they're Simon and Andrew.
Yeah?
And, James and John.
Mm-hmm.
That would be 2.
Yeah?
2 sets.
You think of any others?
I'll think of some more.
Why do you keep thinking?
Oh, yeah, Moses and Aaron.
Yes. Noreen?
You can make 4 sets of 3 out of Joseph and his daughters.
That's right, you could. Yeah, that's right. And Brenda?
Well, I was thinking of Cain and Abel.
You were thinking of Cain and Abel, uh-huh. And Seth, too. And Lonnie?
Well, Jacob and Esau. And
yeah.
Also, as Noreen said, mentioned Joseph and his brothers. Well, I can name 3 of them.
Uh-huh.
At least Benjamin, Judah, Reuben. And Joseph, of course.
All right, fine. And Pat?
Abraham, Haran, and Nahor.
Yes?
And Nahor's sons, Bethuel, Bohaz, Buz, Tildash, Canaan. And also, Ham's son, Cush put Canaan and Mizraim. That'd be 2 sets of twins.
Yes.
Or a triplet and 1 son.
Fine.
And Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Joseph's brothers.
Yes.
And let's see now. Gomer, Magog, and Modea, they were some of the sons of Shem.
Yes.
So,
Well, I guess we've taken care of the first part of this question very nicely, kid. Now, on the second part, we're still speaking of brothers. Let's see if you can name 4 groups of brothers found in baseball, either present-day players or men found in baseball history. Noreen?
The DiMaggio brothers.
That's right. Joe, Vince, and Dom. And Lonnie?
Well, there are quite a few of them. There's a Musial brothers, Irish Musial, and Bob Musial.
Yeah?
They played for the Yankees, one of them played for the Yankees, and one of them played for the Giants in the 1920s. Then there was a brother battery, Wes Farrell and Rick Farrell, and
yeah.
Played for the Washington Senators in the 1930s and early 1940s.
All right. Can we think of any others? just some present-day brothers that we haven't mentioned outside of the DiMaggio brothers. Can we think of any others? All right, there's, well, Dixie and Harry Walker. Lonnie?
Well, I was going to say Walker. And I think they also had a brother, Gerald Walker. G. Walker.
Yeah, and there's the Cooper boys, Mark and Walker, and also the Dean brothers, Dizzy and Daffy. Well, now, this next question from our Alka-Seltzer question box comes from H.D. Hulbert of Burlington, Canada, kid. For what products do you think the following advertisements would be appropriate? First, what products might this slogan advertise? Get a load of this. Pass?
Well, it might be a truck that you could carry.
Yes.
Or a wheelbarrow, anything that could carry loads.
That's right, Lonnie.
Or maybe coal or hay or something.
Coal.
Transported.
Mm-hmm. Brenda?
So I was thinking of carrying a very wall. You know how that is so heavy?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. And, well, how about this next one? We die to live. Lonnie?
We die to live. That might be in the undertaking.
Well, I wasn't exactly thinking of that. Noreen?
Well, clothing dyes or rouges.
Well, I know, but what kind of a business would that suggest, Pat?
Well, tailoring, because you could dye the clothes there.
Yes, uh-huh.
Or to make a pun, you could dive to live. That would be deep sea diving.
Oh, I see, uh-huh. And, Noreen?
How about hairdressers? Women's hairdressers.
Well, I guess you girls know more about that than I do. How about this next slogan here? Hold everything. Hold everything. What would that, suggest, Pat?
Might be a red cap.
Very, very good. And Ben?
Well, I would say that'd be the newspapers, because they sometimes when they get late news, they say, hold everything, that'd be hold the presses.
That's right. Well, we're going to have to stop right here, quiz kids. The old school bell means that it's time for the judges to get busy on your report card. Now, they're going to take your age into consideration as well as the number of correct answers you gave in figuring out your grades. And while we give them a minute to do that, here's an important message.
At 7, at 12, at 6, mealtime in America and vitamin time. Yes, put that one-a-day brand, multiple vitamin bottle on the table and see to it that every member of your family takes a one-a-day brand, multiple vitamin capsule. Don't take chances. Government surveys show that the meals of 3 out of 4 persons are short on vitamins, so don't take chances that your daily diet is short on essential vitamins. Be on the safe side. Take one-a-day brand, multiple vitamin capsules. 60 capsules, only $2. Remember, mealtime is vitamin time. Take one-a-day brand, multiple vitamin capsules.
All right now, kids. I'll have your scores in just a second. Here they are. Now, here's the report of the judges on today's competitive question session. But let me remind you now, whether you win or lose, you will each receive a $100 savings bond from the makers of Alka-Seltzer to help you with your future education. Now, the judges say that as a class, you missed one question this afternoon. Brenda was first, Lonnie second, and Pat and Noreen tied for third. So we'll see you four back in school next week, along with Joel Kupperman, age 13. And we hope you will plan to attend school next Sunday, too, friends. We'll be calling class to order at the same time and hoping to mark you present. Until then, this is Joe Kelly dismissing the quiz kids. Goodbye, kids.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Listen to Quiz Kids every week, and listen to Alka-Seltzer's News of the World every Monday through Friday on most of these NBC stations. This is Jack Holden speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. WMAQ and WMAQ-FM, NBC in Chicago.